WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
You're listening to WBEZ. I'm Mary Dixon. It hasn't even been a year since Lori Lightfoot became the first Black woman elected Chicago's mayor. Already, the former federal prosecutors led the city through some challenging times. There was a historic budget deficit, a long teacher strike, and big changes at the top of the Chicago Police Department. Mayor Lightfoot joins us this morning to talk about her administration's plans for the city. Mayor, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So you're about 9 months into a four-year term, and it's been pretty busy, pretty challenging. And since I know you're a music fan, I was wondering, is there a song or a song lyric that sums up your first 9 months in office?
Well, the song that goes through my head and really started during the campaign is Todd Rundgren's Just One Victory. If you listen to the lyrics, right, it's both hopeful, but it's also very realistic about there are going to be people who are always critiquing, but you have to just keep your head up.
Let's get to stories in the news, Mayor. I want to talk about the fallout at Lincoln Park High School following allegations of sexual misconduct involving the basketball teams, and CPS is under attack by some parents and others who say the district is overreacting by removing or suspending several adults and canceling the basketball season. Did CPS act rashly in response to these allegations?
Oh, no, I think they absolutely did. Aside from educating our children, the most important mission of CPS is making sure that we do it in a nurturing and safe environment. Based on the information that I've been privy to, I think CPS acted absolutely appropriately. And there are a number of different threads to this story, but when you hear things about student-on-student issues, adult-on-student issues, and then you couple that with administrators failing to follow the policy guidelines that are in place to make sure that we're protecting our students, that's a serious issue.
Over the last 18 months, even before you came into office, CPS has put in to place many new protocols to protect kids. And they're now regularly removing teachers and coaches and principals who are under investigation. But this has also caused a lot of disruption in the schools. Do you think the pendulum has swung too far in either direction?
Well, look, I think you have to take this on a case-by-case basis when it comes to the individual incidents at schools. But CPS is always reevaluating, do we need to tweak the policies one way or another to deal with the realities that are happening on the ground? But rather than not act, we follow the protocols that are in place, we follow the policies, and when there's a red flag, you've got to react to that.
Let's talk about something else that affects everyone in Chicago and their wallets, which is your negotiation with ComEd.
Mm-hmm.
Its franchise agreement with the city ends this year, and as WBEZ has reported, ComEd's under federal criminal investigation over lobbying and how it tries to influence politicians. So given that, what specifically are you doing to make sure this new deal is in taxpayers' and customers' best interests?
Well, it always has to be in the taxpayers' best interest. And, you know, spanning out from the frame that you just said, what I'm focused on is making sure that we get the best deal for taxpayers, period. So ComEd has to give account for what we've been hearing about in the media and what they've been reporting to federal regulators about the nature of this investigation. We are not going to do business with someone that we don't have total comfort with.
Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck has been making some pretty major changes in the police department. Are you concerned that this might hamstring whomever you might choose to be the permanent superintendent? Or are you kind of hoping that it'll smooth things along for them?
You know, I didn't put Charlie Beck in place to be a caretaker. I put him in place to be the leader and to lead an incredibly important organization, not just for city government, but in this life of our city. And it was clear to me that there were a number of different structural problems that impeded our ability to bring public safety to neighborhoods in the way that we wanted to. And if you look at the reorganization that's been announced, it really comes down to two basic principles, first of which is making sure that we are getting resources in the hands of districts so that they can effectively respond to and proactively meet the public safety challenges in every area of our city. The second pillar of the reorganization is making sure that constitutional policing is elevated to the highest level of priority within the department. We want to make sure that our officers understand and our civilian personnel understand that making constitutional policing and accountability the highest priority for the department is how we are going to proceed going forward.
An off-duty detective with the city's police department died over the weekend by suicide. And while the department's been working to make access to mental health services a higher priority, a recent court-mandated assessment of the counseling division finds issues with the budget and a lack of essential technology, like employees don't have computers, so they're scheduling on paper, which can lead to missed counseling appointments for officers in crisis. How are you working with the CPD to make sure any officer who needs help can get it?
Well, listen, officer wellness is a huge priority for me. It has been for a number of years. And you're not going to hear me defend what has happened up until recently. It's absolutely shameful. There's not enough resources that have been devoted. So the thing I've said to Charlie Beck, I said the same thing to Eddie Johnson, but I've said it certainly to Charlie Beck, is we must absolutely do better. This officer suicide over the weekend has to be a wake-up call for us. We have to do a better job to make sure that our officers are getting the kind of resources that they need to be well.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot, I want to say thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
This is WBEZ.